WHTC News Time is 7:41, time for the Men's Bowling Report. It's presented by Zeeland Lanes on East Washington in Zeeland and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr, on WHTC.com and on 1450 WHTC. Jim DeGraff is with us this morning. Jim, high scores hopefully to report in the Men's Bowling Report, but I would imagine if you were paying attention to the game last night and you're a Denver fan, not many scores to report on that side at all.
That's for sure, Dan. Yeah, there were a lot of high scores to report on the bowling side and a very busy weekend for us where we had our opening ceremonies for our city tournament, and Brent Allen was there representing WHDC, so it was good to see him again. And we had the opening ceremonies at 10:30 at Lakeview Lanes, which is now called Alley's, and we had a great turnout. We had a really neat memorial service where we recognized names of 19 of our bowling family that passed away since our last tournament. And we dedicated our tournament to the family of Rich Dauman in Rich's memory. Rich was the secretary of our BML League and our West Ottawa League, and Rich passed away in October. And we dedicated this year's tournament in the memory of Rich Dauman. And we had a very nice turnout of family and friends who witnessed that memorial as well. Taking a look at some of the current standings for our city tournament that took place all weekend. The team event handicap is currently being led by a team called Polish Elite, and Steve Krzyzwanis, Jeff and Kelly Vandenhuvel, Adam Bilby, and Troy Lutz are the members of that team. They are totaling out at 35-33. Troy Lutz had the high game of that team of 256 with a 704 series. Our Greater Holland Bowling Association All-City team is currently leading Team Actual with 32-54. The team members are Dale Newberry, Bob Zuberink, Dan Faber, Mike Bannenbosch, and Scott Smith. Scott Smith kind of led the way on that team with a 744 series, bowling games of 234, 262, and 248. Currently leading in doubles handicap is Chuck Sizek and Rick Kemp, are currently leading with 14-13. And double scratch is being led by Mark Newberry and Joe Cote with a 12-01. In the singles side of the tournament, Joe Cote is currently leading both singles handicap and actual with a 755 series. In all events, where we take all these events and add them together, Mark Newberry is currently leading with 21-20. Joe Cote is leading all event scratch with 1977. And currently in senior singles, Chuck Sizek is leading with a total of 726. And Mary Beverly will have the women's tournament updates tomorrow on her program.
Jim, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this before we get to some of those high scores. Are you a football fan? Did you pay attention to the game last night? And was it a game that you turned off pretty quickly?
Well, it was definitely a blowout, and it kind of I lost interest probably by halftime. But I did watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I was certainly surprised at how many points that Seattle scored. But you said we got some high scores to tell you about in bowling. What do we have?
Exactly, we have 2 300s to add this week, Dan, to our list. We are now at 18 300s for the season, which is actually down a little bit this year from other years. But anyway, one of our bowlers that came up from the youth program bowled his first 300 in the adult leagues. Dandy Van Dort, last Friday night in the Friday Night Couples, had his first 300 game in the adult leagues. And Dan Faber on last week Tuesday in the Business Men's League had games of 300, 235, and a 298 for an 833. So congratulations to Danny Van Dort and Dan Faber on their good scores this week. Lee Borst from Tri-City with a 287. We had two bowlers with 279s, and they were David Putnam from the Business Men's League and Chris Brummels from Tri-City. Also two bowlers with 278s, and they were Mike Klosterman from the Big 8 League and Carl Jacobs from Suburban. Joe Keinke from Tri-City with a 277, Paul Rogers from the Sweet 16 League with a 269, and finishing up our top 10 this week was Bob Turner from Friday Night Rollers with a 268. As I mentioned, Dan Faber was our high series bowler this week with an 833 in the Businessmen's League. Todd Grams from Tri-City with 736. Tony Jordan from the Businessmen's League with 730. Ward Grigsby from Suburban with 727. Brian Morin from Friday Night Rollers with a 726. Chuck Otten from Suburban with 724. Mike Klosterman from the Big 8 League with 722. Bowling a 719 was Danny Van Dort along with this 300 game from Friday Night Couples. Two bowlers this week bowled 718s, and they were Carl Jacobs from Suburban and Derek Reyes from Suburban. Mark Bachman from Tri-City with 715. Two bowlers with 712s. They were Kurt DeYoung from BML and Brent Beverwhite from Businessmen's. Harry Whiteman from Suburban with a 709. Lee Borse from Tri-City with 708. Randy Smith from Victory and Tor Chantella from West Ottawa League with 705. Chris Brummels with a 704 from West Ottawa. Ron Cole from Tri-City with 703. David Putnam from Businessmen's with 702. Two bowlers with 701s. They were Chad Strebbing from Zealand Monday Trios and Joe Kineke from Tri-City. Joe bowled his first 700 ever, so congratulations. And finishing up then with the 700s, Kevin Pollack with an even 700 from Tri-City. And that'll wrap us up for week number 22, Dan, and we'll be back with additional tournament scores. The tournament goes on for the next 4 weekends, so we'll have weekly updates for the next 5 weeks.
Outstanding. Jim DeGraff, thank you so much. I talked about this with Mary on Tuesday, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear her report, but I wanted to ask you and get your perspective as well quickly. I asked her, how hard is it to actually bowl a 300? Because I consider myself just kind of a recreational bowler. I enjoy the game, but my score is pretty far south of 300. It's not like in golf where you have to have skill to get a hole-in-one, but a lot of it is luck. How difficult is it to bowl a 300?
Well, I had my first one 2 years ago, and I've witnessed, since I've been doing this position for almost 40 years, the last three balls, the last three strikes are pretty nerve-wracking for most of the bowlers, even if they've had them in the past. Where a hole-in-one is one shot.
Right.
Here you have 12 consistent shots, so there's a lot of pressure, and it's very difficult. And so it's last year we had, we've reached 40 and 50 300s during the season. It's more difficult, seems like it is this year, with only 18. So
yeah,
we'll keep reporting and recognizing people as they accomplish that great score.
That's outstanding. Jim, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care, Dan.
All right, Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report here on 1450 WHTC.